This January, 2023, the Lifesaving Society of Manitoba recognized 17 Manitobans for their quick thinking and skillful responses in coming to the aid of people, many of whom they did not even know. The Lifesaving Society, Canada's drowning prevention experts for more than 110 years, together with the Honorable Anita R. Neville, PC, OM, Lieutenant Governor of Manitoba, paid tribute at the Rescue and Honor Award ceremony at Government House. Drowning remains the third leading cause of unintended death in Manitoba. It is for this reason that the Royal Lifesaving Society, an organization of the Commonwealth, annually recognizes and honors those who, either with or without formal training, demonstrated extraordinary compassion for their fellow Manitobans with their responses. Rescue Commendation Award recognizes individuals who acted with resourcefulness and courage to aid an individual in distress in a water-related rescue. Patty Bolt, Tony Bolt, Vivian Broder, Deegan Campbell, Cynthia Cherowaco, Jason James Cherowaco, Aaron Clayton, Troy Crowley, Chad Erb, Lori Mott, Brian Patterson, Mike Ross, Tyler Schmidt, John Volk, John Wickberg. M.G. Griffiths Award, presented to Lifesaving Society Award holders who perform a rescue. Brett Chestley Blake Morden, whomsoever you see in distress, recognize in them a fellow human being. Rescue synopsizes. The first rescue in May of 2021 involves a woman heard screaming for help on the Red River behind the home of Winnipeg Police Chief Danny Smith. The actions of four police officers saved the woman from drowning. The second rescue occurred at Grand Beach in May of 2021, where eight people were involved in the rescue of two girls on inflatables and their family. A strong wind pushed the craft out beyond a buoy line. The third rescue occurred on the Ruby River near Kenville in June of 2021. A boy is credited with saving his younger brother, who was being swept away by a strong current. Deegan Campbell saved his brother, Atticus, 10, from being pulled under a strong current in June 2021. According to the family, the Ruby River was at a low ebb the week before. Following a rain, the next weekend the river was much higher and the current was strong. Kenville is just 20 minutes south of Swan River. The fourth rescue happened at Grand Beach in August of 2021. Four individuals rescued a man in distress in Lake Winnipeg. His inflatable had drifted out into deep waters. He jumped off in an attempt to swim back but ran into trouble in the process. The fifth rescue happened on Lake Manitoba near St. Laurent in November of 2021. Three people are being recognized for their efforts in rescuing a man who they spotted floating in the water near a canoe after hearing his cries for help.